Contaminants are an increasing threat to the world's polar bear populations. That's according to a group of experts who met this month in Denmark. A conservation organization is hoping the Environmental Protection Agency will help stop the flow of pesticides to the Arctic. The Center for Biological Diversity has announced its intent to sue over the issue. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Global warming is the biggest threat to the world's polar bear populations, but the levels of mercury, pesticides, and other pollutants in the bears are increasing at a rapid pace. Steve Amstrup is the leading polar bear expert in the U.S. and was just in Denmark to meet with other top scientists in the field from around the world. He says the contaminants issue stood out at the meeting.
The indications already are that polar bears in some populations are highly contaminated and that this may lead to future problems for bears, especially if they're already compromised by reductions in available habitat.
The pollutants start out far from the Arctic in pesticides used for crops or in stain-resistant products. They find their way to the top of the world in air or water. And by the time the chemicals show up in a top predator, like the polar bear, they're at their most potent, more highly concentrated with each step up the food chain. Amstrup says, for most levels of contaminants, Alaska polar bears are better off than bears in other regions of the Arctic because of circulation patterns.
And those circulation patterns tend to bring the highest levels of various contaminants into the Svalbard region and northern Greenland and far northeastern Canada, and not so much into Alaska. So we're kind of just fortunate by luck of the draw in that regard.
But Amstrup is worried that luck could change as global warming affects circulation. The pollutants could make it harder for the bears to reproduce and cause other health problems.
Looking at the levels of some of these chemicals that have been found when polar bears have been captured for research purposes suggests that in some populations, levels of some contaminants are high enough to cause things like reproductive failure and endocrine disruption and immune system compromise in laboratory animals.
Scientists at the Denmark meeting called for more research on the issue. The Center for Biological Diversity is also concerned about the effect of pollutants on polar bears. The group is hoping a lawsuit will help convince the Environmental Protection Agency to ban some pesticides. The center announced its intent to sue the agency earlier this month. Rebecca Noblin is a staff attorney based in Anchorage. She says because the polar bear is a threatened species, the EPA is required to make sure its actions aren't harming the bears.
Under the Endangered Species Act, they have to consult on any action that may affect a listed species, and these pesticides are clearly affecting polar bears.
No one at the EPA will comment on the pending lawsuit, but the agency says it takes its responsibilities related to the Endangered Species Act seriously. The Center for Biological Diversity names 14 pesticides that should be banned to protect polar bears. But Noblin says even contaminants that were outlawed decades ago are still showing up in polar bear tissue samples. She says it's a problem that's easy for the public to dismiss because the harmful effects are in such a long delay, kind of like global warming.
Sometimes it's hard to sort of grasp how exhaust put out in LA can impact polar bears, but it turns out it's a small world, and through these global processes, toxins are making their way into the Arctic. Pesticides that have never been sprayed in the Arctic are showing up in the blood of animals up there. So it is kind of hard to grasp, but it's the reality.
And while Alaska polar bears aren't as contaminated as other populations, they're not as fortunate when it comes to sea ice loss. Amstrup says the ice is retreating faster above Alaska than in other parts of the Arctic.
In the long run, they're all likely to suffer from a decline in sea ice. If the sea ice continues to decline as it's projected to decline, polar bears are likely to suffer worldwide. But there's a great deal of inequality in how that's going to occur.
Amstrup says the animal he studied for 3 decades could be gone from Alaska, even within his lifetime. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.